This episode is about an interesting article published on the 8th of July, 2018 by Tom Hutchinson for the Daily Star website based in the United Kingdom. Sex sells. Video games are about to get a lot more adult, according to this developer, says the article's bolded headline. But who is this developer? Naughty Dog? Nope. This article quotes comments from Lionel Renault. He is the executive vice president of creative for Ubisoft's Canadian studios. So let's get into the article. I have a tiny URL link for you. tinyurl.com/yseyellow7xe99pj. Now, if you're not interested in reading the article right now, I'll just read it for you. And then after I read it, I'll get into my comments. So again, this article is by Tom Hutchinson for the Daily Star website.co.uk, published on July 8th, 2018. So the article begins by saying, sex sells, video games are about to get a lot more adult, according to this developer. Video games are ready to fill their blockbuster hits with sex. Developers say that there is a growing desire among staff to make characters more human. So rather than a one-dimensional gunman in a shooter like The Division, you'll soon have a fully rounded person who has real-life problems, love lives, and different interacting relationships. Bosses at Ubisoft, which make games like Assassin's Creed and Far Cry, reckon that will help games to evolve for the next generation of consoles. Lionel Renault, executive vice president of creative for Ubisoft's Canadian studio, said, and I quote, "If we have 500 characters in the games we create, we can decide which sections of characters will appeal to certain audiences." There were questions about romance during a recent corporate event, and it's very obvious that there is an audience waiting for this. And some of our games are really ready to offer not only gunplay and fights, but romance or friendship or a ton of other things that would be super interesting and make the characters become more interesting and lovable, because they don't speak only about fights but also about things that players live in their own lives," end quote. So the article goes on, but basically it just talks about Ubisoft's future plans and future releases for current consoles on the market right now. They go into talking about Assassin's Creed Odyssey, but I won't get into that right now. So let's get into my comments. Now, throughout the past 9 episodes of Play On Gamer, I've talked to you, the viewer, about the struggles developers have faced to bring a game out on the market. Remember Mad Mind Studios and their game named Agony? Check out our archive for episodes that discuss the censorship involved with getting Agony out on the market. I think the question that was brought up in this article can be answered by this. I think the answer to why video games have shied away from intimacy and sex rests in the hands of the video game manufacturers. I talked about this on previous episodes of Play On Gamer, that it's actually the game manufacturers that are holding back these type of content from appearing in games. You know, the game manufacturers, they acknowledge the rating, the age ratings made by the ESRB, to be more specific. The ESRB is, they're in charge of age ratings for games released in North America. And the ESRB has some classifications for the ratings. They have an E rating, which is for everybody. They have T for teen. And they have M for mature, which I believe starts from either 18 and up. And they also have an adults only rating, which is classified as AO. Sony, Microsoft, and Nintendo all welcome developers to make games on their console. The only thing is, if your game, when your game is rated, by the age rating companies throughout the world. If it's given an AO rating, well, I'm just talking about the ESRB rating for an adults-only game would be AO. So if your game is giving an AO rating, your game won't be able to... basically, it won't be able to be allowed to be sold on the market, and it won't be allowed to be playable on the consoles. So, you know, this is a collective opinion between the big three that's acknowledged and upheld to the fullest extent. So, get this. Nolan North wants to turn movies into games. Play on Gamer Episode 8 went to that. And Ubisoft and other developers say that there is a growing desire amongst their staff to make their characters more human. So, is there a possibility that the developers could come together and present a case to the video game manufacturers? Is there another possibility that the ESRB will announce the elimination of the insta-kill AO rating and extend the characteristics of M-rated games? So I'm expecting something to happen in the near future because, especially in Ubisoft's example, they were asked questions about this at their, and the executive vice president of creative for the Ubisoft's Canadian studios is actually telling this journalist, Tom Hutchinson, to tell the public, hey, you know, this is the situation and we're ready to take action. So all that's left to do now is to produce results. But to do that, Ubisoft should be talking to the big three manufacturers. So let's see what the future will produce for the folks at Ubisoft. Okay, so that's the end of today's episode. I'm glad to announce we made it on Spotify. Yeah, thousands of podcasts are already on Spotify, but it's not because they just made a podcast and you're on Spotify. It's because of you, the viewers, and also just to pat myself on the back, you know, being somewhat consistent with new episodes weekly. So thanks again, and because we made it on Spotify, I'd like to give you viewers a spoiler. Play On Gamer will be coming to YouTube in the near future. By near future, probably, I'm hoping, let's just say within the next couple of months, we'll be appearing on YouTube. So not only will this be a podcast, but I'm also bringing the podcast to YouTube, and I'm also looking to make a video version of Play On Gamer on YouTube. So stay tuned for that. More news in the weeks to come. But as always, the podcast for Play On Gamer is still going on. You can listen to us on all voice-activated devices, Google Home, HomePod. Something interesting, you know, I've been saying HomePod all this time before Apple announced the actual HomePod device. I'm glad I didn't get in trouble for that. So anyways, we're on all voice-activated devices. We're on Apple Play Music. Actually, no. Why did I even say Apple Play Music? That makes no sense. We're on Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music. We're on, I think we're on Spreaker. We're on a bunch of podcast applications. So just check us out on there. And yeah, so that's it for this week on Play On Gamer, episode 10. This is Michael. Catch you later.